Today, we are going to talk about trauma and meditation for trauma. Remember, meditation can be a beautiful, supportive tool for individuals dealing with trauma, PTSD, but it's not something you can just turn on and off by yourself. We need help. We need a guide. We need a team. But meditation is a standalone tool. But not all meditations are created equal. Trauma is a very individual feeling. It has to be approached with care, sensitivity, and sometimes it can actually make the feelings related to trauma worse before it gets better. That's why working with a trauma-informed meditation therapist or a counselor is a good idea. This podcast is just talking about some of the techniques and from the informational standpoint. Remember, if someone is doing meditation, we don't really want you to relive the trauma, but at the same time, we want you to face it. So first, accepting, letting it flow is important, but these can trigger intense emotional and physical responses, especially if somebody is not ready to face it. So it is important to tailor the meditation practice according to what needs there are and how much you can deal with. I will give you an example. You know, when somebody closed my father, he passed on in 2015, and I did not have time. I was very close with him. He was my teacher. He was also my father. He was like almost like a guru to me. So I did not have time to grieve. And I knew I needed to grieve. So I just couldn't handle the whole emotional breakdown. And his leaving was traumatic in one sense. So I gave myself, okay, I've finished work by 5 p.m. I'll have my dinner. I'll do my puja and rituals. And from 6 to 7, I am going to grieve. And I'm going to meditate. And I'm going to let it consume me. But I would... But I'm an advanced meditation practitioner, so I would put either some music on or some sad music or just general classical music. I would even put a timer so to inform me that time to come out of meditation and emotional rollercoaster, time to come out of grieving is done. And then I would start meditating. Now, do know, if someone has had any kind of emotional, physical trauma, PTSD, dealing with grief, number one is to seek professional support from a therapist or a counselor who specializes in trauma. Having said that, some of them can actually help you develop a personalized plan that helps integrate your meditation into healing process. Let's say you're already doing that and you want to start some meditation. So let's say, how are you going to start it? First of all, there has to be a time for it. You take a time and you create a safe space for yourself where you're very comfortable. It could be your bedroom. It could be a room that's, you know, looks out in the garden. It has to be a very comfortable space. You don't have to be sitting in a yogi position, but your spine has to be straight. But having a safe space is important. No loud music, no television, not a lot of noise. You can also wear noise-reducing headphones if that helps. And you want to start with grounding yourself. So we're going to talk about grounding in a minute. All right, so we talked about you've created a safe environment, you've chosen the time that works for you, there's no one around. Please make sure you set realistic expectations. This is a Vedic, Hindu, religious kind of meditation. This is not therapy. So let's start. We're going to start with a shorter meditation, and then we can increase the meditation sessions gradually as you become more comfortable. We're going to start with a grounding technique. We are going to sit with our spine straight and our hands either on a table in front of you and all the fingers open and relaxed, or you can put your hands on your knees, whatever is more comfortable. Your feet should be touching the ground. That's the whole point of grounding exercises. We are going to start with gentle, deep diaphragmatic breathing, and we are going to start bringing your attention to different chakras, and then we will chant some om. This is just grounding and nothing else. Breathe in, breathe out, bring your attention to your crown chakra. Breathe in, breathe out. Move your attention from your crown chakra to your third eye. Breathe in slowly, breathe out even more slowly. Feel there's an energy or a light going from the top of your head, moving down, and then it bifurcates in both your legs, moves down your legs, through your knees, and goes all the way to your heels. Now, we're going to breathe and do some chanting. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, we are going to chant Om 3 times. Om. Om. Going to pray to the energy of divine energy of God around us. For us, it is the gravity of Mother Earth. Mother Earth is a goddess, and her gravity is her Shakti. And let her gravity pull us down to earth so we feel grounded. So we are going to pray to Mother Earth, and we are also going to pray to Mother Nature. Sarva Mangal Mangalye Shive Sarvartha Sadike Sharanya Trimbake Gauri Narayani Namostute. I bow down to Goddess Narayani, Mother Nature, who makes everything auspicious. You're the most auspicious one, and you fulfill all the desire of those who come for your shelter. O Gauri, O Parvati, O Narayani, you three-eyed goddess, I bow to you. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shakti Rupena Samstita. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shakti Rupena Samstita. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Matra Rupena Samstita. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Buddhi Rupena Samstita. Namastase, 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 namo namo. O Goddess, you are omnipresent, you are personification of Universal Mother. The Goddess who is omnipresent is the embodiment of power. O Goddess, you are symbol of peace. O Devi, O Goddess, you reside everywhere in Mother Nature. You are intelligence and your beauty. O Goddess, O Devi, I bow to you, I bow to you, and I bow to you again and again. Satakoti Vishnu Loka Namra Padma Jarchite Himadri Japulomaja Virincha Javara Pradi Apara Siddhi Riti Ditta Sat Panakuli Naki Kada Karishya Sihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Makheshwari Kriyeshwari Swadheshwari Sureshwari त्रिवेद भारतीश्वरी प्रमाण शासनीश्वरी रमेश्वरी क्षमेश्वरी प्रमोद काननेश्वरी व्रजेश्वरी व्रजाधिपे श्रीराधिके नमोस्तुते। ओ गॉडेस, प्लीज ब्लेस मी, प्लीज allow me to send love and compassion to myself and others around me. Please allow me to understand that I am not this body, but I am a soul. Please allow me to forgive myself and others. Please help me so I avoid negative self-talk. Oh, Mother, O Devi, please help me so I can be patient and gentle with myself. O Mother, please allow me to fight and able to face challenges that come during meditation. O Mother, O Devi, if I become overwhelmed or triggered, and I have to leave this meditation, please forgive me. O Mother, O Devi, please give me the strength to stay on track so I can stay on the path of healing journey day in and day out. Om Shanti, 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 Om.